It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And I'm really pleased to bring on Jerry Barrett, who is at Power Prophecy and the newsletter. And I get it regularly. It's an amazing newsletter. And, of course, Jerry's an author as well as a radio host on other programs. Jerry, tell us about the latest, what's going on over at Power Prophecy. I talked to Tex. He doesn't do a radio show now, and he's doing some authoring in the background. And, of course, the latest newsletter I have here says One Nation Under the Lobby. Tell us about your latest newsletter and also the latest books that are coming out through Power Prophecy, because you always cover amazing audio and video pieces as well as amazing books that talk about things that basically, I don't think anybody gets in as depth as you guys do in terms of understanding the classics on the international Zionism. And, of course, the issue of Mr. Epstein is tied to the Mossad and tied to work for the CIA and the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, which controls not only the drug trade, but human trade and sex trade, and the honeypots that are actually blackmailing politicians and billionaires. And Mr. Epstein is tied to both the CIA and to the state of It's a Real Hell, I call it. What do you think of that?
Right. Yes, sir.
You like that title, hey? It's a Real Hell?
I do. Yeah, Israel, yeah. It certainly is. It's a cesspool, and the name speaks for itself. I wrote this article, One Nation Under the Lobby.
Right.
Just because there is so much, if you don't do the research and start digging for yourself, you don't realize how controlled our society is. Bezos owns the Washington Post, so he controls your news, Bezos being a Jew.
Right.
The Jews own the major media corporations, the publishing houses, the major newsletters around the country, and they're controlling the message.
Right, but they're not regular Jews. People don't understand and most people out there will, even if they have some smattering of Jewishness in their background, they probably haven't read the Sefiat Zaira. You probably heard of that book. And the Talmud of Babylon. And when I talk to Jews, for example, I have a Jewish author that's on my show regularly. He's really amazing. Josh Bernstein is a real Jew. Goes to the synagogue, but he doesn't believe in any of this garbage. A good number of the Jews became atheists during even the Nazi years. 128,000 of the Nazi SS were actually of Jewish genetic extraction, but they're atheists. Or they're playing Druidic Satanists. And people don't understand this, that most of these people are running, I call Hollywood, and the global media and the New World Order are of, quote, Jewish genetic extraction, but they're actually ancient Khazars, because they're converted by King, by the Khazarians in the 9th century to convert to Judaism rather than going to become Muslims or Christians. And if you look at the genetics of the current leaders and population that control Israel, they're actually only about 2% are actually genetically ancient Hebrews or Jews. 87% of Palestinians actually were converted by the scimitar, that if they didn't submit to Islam, they were executed. So the ones that submitted to Islam are genetically actually ancient Hebrews and Jews. People don't know this. And that's been proven by Jewish geneticists. And the problem is, you see, I've got blood lineal descendants directly through my family line of my mother, through the Kohanim and Moses. And what I see happening is people need to start telling the truth. The state of Israel is like the fig tree that Jesus saw that's barren and was cursed. Now, the state of Israel is not in a good situation right now. Right now, they have Iran ready to bomb them. We have America allied with a very strange alliance with Saudi Arabia and Israel. But most people aren't aware that Saudi Arabia and Israel have conjoint agents that work for both countries. So you can be a Saudi secret security agent and an Israeli at the same time. And you say, well, that doesn't make sense. People don't understand the state of Saudi Arabia was run by the Saud family that were actually converted in the 1820s and moved from Basra, Iraq, to Saudi Arabia. So, in fact, the leading family that run the 18 royal families in Saudi Arabia set up by the British are directly allied. And, in fact, Wahhabism, wasn't even invented in Saudi Arabia. It was invented in London in the 1920s and exported to Saudi Arabia, which is why even the current prince of Saudi Arabia is trying to go back to before 1970s, where this Wahhabism was being spent with billions of Saudi dollars to spread Wahhabism all around the world and extreme Islam, is all part of the scheme by the satanic, luciferic, so-called Khazarian so-called Jews, the CIA and NSA and SAD, and these global druidic Satanists. And people don't want to hear this because, well, that offends me. I'm thinking, look, you can't say I'm anti-Semitic because I'm a Semite, okay? You know, and so I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm telling you, I want to tell the truth because I want it to clear up, like the ancient prophets, the prophesied before the kings, even in danger of losing their life. Just like your ministry and the ministry of Tex Mars, you carry on, is trying to tell the truth about something that's very evil, and we're being sucked into a global matrix now that will create World War III, aren't we?
Oh, very much so. Yes, sir. And as you said, Tex has retired. He appointed me to take over the writing of the feature article and our radio program that I host every week. And he's busy writing. He's got one that's pinned. We're in the process of putting together. It's going to be on psychopaths. And he has started another manuscript in conjunction with the psychopath book that hopefully we'll have out this fall that will... And I guess it's kind of part two of it. And he's doing well, and he's writing away.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, it's like me where I retired from being active practice, although people can come here and get scanned for tests, and I will actually show them my equipment and show them how to use it. I don't have an active practice where I have an open door and people come in and see me in an office, but I do telemedicine all over the world, research and so on. And I train other doctors in what I know and what I continue to know more because I do research. But what I'm trying to do right now is I want to have people like yourself, part of my call, Samuel Council, because we need to get wisdom through to Trump. Trump isn't fully aware, for example, that his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is a Kabbalistic warlock. Oh, you can't say that, Daigle. I thought you supported Trump. I do support Trump, but I want Trump to listen to me and to my advisors like you. Because Trump is arrogant, and if you admire him or say admiring comments, he's like a puppy that'll follow little treats. He's wise in terms of business. He's a blue-collar businessman who knows how to run the country as a business. But in terms of understanding religion and religious truth, and you remember now, I don't have all the proof that he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, but I have a lot, that his father was as well. And when you reach the 17th level of the York Rite, you find the ineffable name of God, which is Yabalon, Yahweh, the creator God, Baal, the fertility God, and the owner of all property. That's why the law is all based on Baal worship. And Osiris, the god of the underworld, that resurrects just like King Nimrod was resurrected with Semiramis in ancient times, which is a satanic play against the resurrection of Yeshua Jesus, who is the father in the flesh. And just like a mezuzah on the door, if you're a Jew, there's only one God, not three. That God is Jesus, is the incarnation of God in the flesh. And what people need to start understanding, what God wants to do is marry his soul, his spirit, with ours and create a new person that's not capable of evil, because if you have to do good, you do God and add an extra O, which means you read the Bible, you pray, and you use the Thurim and Urim stones in your soul to know if what you heard is the truth or not, and then you take action. What I see happening is an ignorant public, ignorant churches that don't want to hear from people like you and me. I talked to Tex Mars for many years. We've had him on the program. We've been doing this for 14 and a half years. After having my show over Clear Channel, before that in the 90s, on Wednesday evenings. And what I see happening is the church has rejected those who ask and raise issues that they don't want to hear. And if the church was totally operational, we wouldn't have abortion in this country. We wouldn't have corrupt politicians. We wouldn't have pedophilia or hundreds of thousands of children disappearing into pedophile ranches or human sacrifice like Epstein and this troop of monsters. We wouldn't have honeypots where they blackmail politicians. These things are happening because we are not salt and light. And it says in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, if we're not salt and light, we're fit to be thrown out. Well, I won't be silent like one of the ancient high priests, and neither will you or Tex Mars. We're not going to be silent. We're going to raise issues that may offend people. I'm not anti. I'm not a Jew hater or a hater of State Israel. I pray for Israel. In fact, I feel my ministry is first to the Jews. In fact, when Jews hear the whole truth, like some of my friends that are Jewish, and they've accepted Yeshua, they're more willing to accept the fullness of the gospel than so-called Christians who have heard false gospels like the you know, these Saddleback Church and these other foolish churches that have strange eschatology that violates common sense, decency, and logic. And more often, when they actually hear the truth, they're more willing to accept it, unfettered by foolishness, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. The falling away is happening.
Right.
We're the churches are littered with pew sitters. The
right.
Pastors and ministers are lukewarm. They're coming from seminary without they're being taught the traditions of men and not biblical doctrine.
Well, let me summarize something. I want to get your take on this because I want to expand on this issue so the people out there that think they're Christians. Firstly, I'm a real Christian, bought by the blood of Jesus, okay? Now, I'm very talented. I have mental and spiritual abilities far beyond the normal average human. But it doesn't make me good in the sight of God unless I do His will. And what I realized, and again, I'm just going to go back to my story. When I was 8 and a half and I went to heaven and I met Yeshua and the Father, and the last thing He said to me is He said, you know, if you fall away when I send you back to earth, I'll destroy you. There's no place of going to hell. He's going to annihilate you. Now, it might take forever, but you're going to be annihilated. And I said, I love you so much, God, that I will do your will to save the people you want me to go back to witness to tell them the truth. And he cried, and he said, not since your ancestor Moshe has anyone said to me, take my name from the book of life to save my fellows. And for this reason, when, not if you fall away, I will shake your ugly carcass, and I will bring you back in relationship. Now, if you're a real Christian, you can only crawl toward God on your knees and ask Him to direct every idea you have and every intention of your heart. Because people don't understand that in fact, we're going to talk about this tomorrow with a book with Carl Gallups. The lie that was originally told by Satan to Eve in the garden is because you're so perfect and you've named all the creatures and you're over 900 years old and you're a giant. Because they've estimated, according to Jonathan Gray and other experts, that Adam and Eve were actually quite a bit taller than us. Adam was supposed to be 18 foot tall and Eve was 13 foot 6, roughly. And they were geniuses, and they lived 900 plus years before they were cast out of the garden. And they had probably intelligence so far above ours we couldn't even imagine it. But the fact is, doing what is right in your own eyes is the definition of evil. And you can't forgive yourself from even the smallest sin. Only God can. So when people think, I'm going to do a whole bunch of good works like Kol Nidre and Jewish ideas of Yom Kippur, you cannot forgive yourself. Only God can. And the only way to get into a forgiving state is to actually do the will of the Father. It's called in Hebrew, Shema, to hear and do. So what I see happening in churches, like these pastors are teaching what I call pew sitting. If you shake hands with somebody of a different skin color, you paint fences, you donate some money, you do a few good works, the bad things you do during your business day or sexually or otherwise are forgiven because you kind of wash them away by doing a few good works. And that's what the churches are preaching now. Yeah, your daughter went and had an abortion, but God can forgive you because you support the homeless, or you do some good works. No, it doesn't, okay? God only forgives you when your entire life is ruled. He doesn't want a tithe of you. He wants 100% of you, doesn't He?
Yes, He does.
And people don't understand that. And people say, well, why do you do what you do? Listen, if you're a real Christian like I am, you're going to be attacked spiritually. You're going to have your health attacked. You're going to have your finances. You're going to have your career attacked. If you think being a Christian is anything less than a special forces warrior for the Most High God, you're an idiot. Being a Christian is not easy if you're a true Christian. It's not, I got my hell insurance, I'm going to heaven, I got it guaranteed. No, you don't. Until the last oxygen molecule leaves your mitochondria and you can no longer think evil or do evil, you have the potential of being annihilated by doing things against the will of the Most High. People don't get that, do they?
No, they don't.
So when we come back, we're going to hear more about your newsletter, more about the ministry, and why people need to get Power of Prophecy and get the newsletter and listen to the shows. Back in a moment with Jerry Barrett.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So, Jerry, I wanted to go through your article here and explain why this is important. It's very timely because it's almost like the spiritual battle. We see the squad of these four women, and it wouldn't matter what sex they are, color their skin. The ideas they have are plainly Luciferic and satanic. It's not just socialism. They're evil. And they also are very anti-American. They don't believe in the vision that America is a vision that was created by the Creator God and is a very unique nation. In fact, the only nation in modern history is America, where our rights came from our Creator, and in ancient times, the State of Israel, founded by God again through the prophets and Moshe. Let's go through your article, please.
Okay.
What about the misconceptions? For example, we talk about Independence Day. America really isn't independent because our Federal Reserve System is tied to the global money system. We have global organizations that are already continuing to, if you just like Epstein, blackmail our politicians. We have global corporate people and billionaires that put tons of money in to support their leftist candidates. We have what's called justice Democrats. Actually, you got people like AOC and Ilhan Omar and Tlaib. And we have to understand these people don't have an agenda where they respect America or like the vision of what America is, which is related to exceptionalism, because God doesn't make anybody equal. None of us are equal, spiritually or physically or emotionally or intellectually, but we are of all infinite value, even the unborn and the elderly. What people don't understand, they can't see the duality of that, but in America, it exists. That's why, because of exceptionalism, people can get a business and come here from, let's say, a war-torn country or, you know, Nazi Germany, and succeed, like the family of Jared Kushner's family, or people that come here from, look at AOC and Ilhan Omar came from a camp out of Somalia, and here they're a politician working in the Congress. So tell us about your analysis of the situation, why these issues are so prescient now, because if we make a wrong turn and go down the pathway towards social communism and atheistic global control, that's the end of the church in America, isn't it?
It is. Our country, our founding fathers were, I mean, you were talking about Adam and Eve having so much more intelligence than we have now.
Right.
Even if you go back to the beginning of our country, the fact that they developed the Constitution where all men are created equal, it set guidelines and checks and balances on government because they did not want the tyranny that they were under with King George and the Parliament in England. They wanted to be a, quote-unquote, free country. But we have gone away from that. The Supreme Court visualizes the Constitution as a living document, and it's subject to the whims and wishes of whoever's sitting on SCOTUS. So they are, in essence, becoming the law writers instead of legislation. And big money plays a big part in all of this. Whether it's the pharmaceutical industry, whether it's lobbying for big corporations like Microsoft or Dell
or the educational institutions that are often leftist and are also lobbying for specific policies. We can see it in some of the Supreme Court justices, like John Paul Stevens just recently died, and he was appointed by a Republican, mm-hmm. but for 30-some years he operated as a major change agent for socialism and using the office of the Supreme Court to change the character of the nation and the interpretation of law. So you don't have like a simple document to explain the Constitution. You've got, you know, thousands of pages of rulings over their interpretation of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution that determines whether or not you have rights. And I think this is an insane approach, which is why we tried to get some new politicians in there, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. I don't know if their rulings have all been logical or common sense, because they should not try to create law. They should simply interpret the original documents, which means it shouldn't be a living document. It should be fixed. And that the fixed structure means you're not going to change it. Like, you can't change the interpretation of the Bible unless you want to throw some scripture over your shoulder. The Bible says no scripture is of private interpretation, which means it interprets itself like a series of locked tumbler codes. So please continue.
Yeah, and well, the Bible also says you don't add or subtract from the Word of God either.
Right.
And that seems to be what these members of the Supreme Court are doing. You know, you really need to read the Constitution to understand how things were set up, but we don't teach that anymore. We teach basics in government in high school, just enough to get kids in the door and out the door. It's all part of the indoctrination that is being handed down from the Luciferians that are running our colleges these days. And it just, it amazes me how far we've fallen from having a rock solid foundation. Now we've got the squad that's basically they're social justice warriors that are on Capitol Hill. None of the legislators that are on Capitol Hill right now are doing anything to deal with infrastructure, our border security. It seems that as soon as Trump took office, it all became about, let's get rid of this guy because he wasn't Hillary, who is crooked as a $2 bill
right.
or a $3 bill. Instead of doing their job, and this goes back to the Rhino Paul Ryan as well,
right.
and his cohorts that were in the House of Representatives before Pelosi and her ilk took over.
Yeah, Rhino Republicans.
But, yeah, Republican in name only. And
yeah.
they are pretty much squashing anything that Trump is trying to get done that places America first.
Exactly. Now, I consider Trump potentially the greatest president we've ever had. I consider him a high-level Mason who wants to do right. He's an American patriot, but he needs to have a chance to talk mano-a-mano to people like you and me. He needs to be a full convert so that every week he has a fireside chat with Mike Pence on TV and read scriptures. And he has to not just, you know, say he wants social justice and justice for so every religious group is saved. He wants to. You should have a dialogue where when people do terrorism, for example, like Antifa, and it's not condemned by people like AOC and the Squad, you know you're dealing with a form of a coup against the government, and these people that do that in the media and the politicians should go to jail. I think we should not tolerate this. We shouldn't tolerate violence, because if violence breaks out eventually, to give an example, let's say if Antifa decided they were going to target Dr. Deagle, it would be a very ugly day for them. I got a death threat last, about 6 months ago. And the gentleman was in Louisiana, and I got it actually in Facebook by name. And I made a statement on air. I said, you know, I don't want to harm or hurt anybody. But if I'm in a restaurant or somebody comes to my home armed and trying to harm me, I'm going to arrange for an appointment to meet Jesus, or if they're Muslim, Allah, or Satan if they're a Satanist. I want people to understand, as a Joshua-type Christian, we have to defend ourselves, not only our ideas. In countries like Canada, you can even quote scripture now or even so criticize alternative sexual pathways or even Islam or Muhammad. It's against the law now in Canada. You can go to jail for it. If I did my show in Canada, I'd be immediately jailed. I went up there in 2000 to It's a New Day Ministries on television and Willard Teason at the time before they handed over to the daughter and son-in-law. And they're one of the biggest Christian ministries in the Western world, out of Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's a New Day ministry. And he said, I know you, Deagle. You got a big mouth. If you start saying what you say, you're going to see an RCMP officer come through the door, and you're going to get arrested, and they're going to shut down our radio and our television tower. Well, you know what? The thing that sets America apart right now is at least now we have freedom of speech. If these Democrats got control of the presidency and so on, already we see it with social media, which are operated by the behest of big groups. For example, Google won't work with the Pentagon, but they'll work with China to control it through, right. I think, WhatsApp. We know that that our social media like Facebook and Twitter are just arms and tentacles of the beast. we know that there's a potential with artificial intelligence, which is very advanced in this country, the Virtual World Project in Colorado, that if it goes the wrong way, we will be the center point for the actual mark being imposed on the entire world rather than the center of goodness and salvation, not only spiritually but physically, for a world that has stable food and a stable ecosphere, depending on whether or not there is a coronal mass ejection from the sun and we protect ourselves or incoming asteroid in 10 years. The problem I see is that the church is absent without leave, politicians are brainless or they're gutless, and even ones like Trump that try to do some good, they try to paralyze him. The man is under so much stress, and unfortunately he's drinking a lot of aspartame. I'm worried, and I consider him a very good candidate pre-Christian. He's not yet a Christian, because if you're a Christian, you've got scars on you from being persecuted. It's not an easy thing to be a Christian. Anybody who thinks it's easy, you aren't yet. Right? Isn't that a good term? If you don't have scars, it's like being a Delta Force, you aren't yet. Because if you start actually becoming a real Christian and bringing up, say, in families about abortion or about your Christian walk with Jesus, you're going to get persecuted by relatives, your colleagues, your friends. I remember standing in front of the medical board in 2004, and they're raising questions about me praying with dying patients and releasing information about Superfund sites like Schriever Air Force Base and other things that are very evil that was going on in Colorado. Well, it's none of the damn business to raise those issues. They're just to make sure that I'm a good doctor and I'm doing the best for my patients, which I always did. But what I see happening is the same thing is going on in politics. And now, if you're a good person, trying to go into politics, you know you're going to go through hell, like Kavanaugh did, going to the Supreme Court, or a politician. I saw one of the politicians, a Republican politician in California here, in Northern California, and I watched the death threat they put on this poor man. And the Northern California courts aren't going to proceed, even though the guy said in this, I heard the audio of it, how they could blow his head off at a mile and a half. And you can't stop me. And then all the obscene things he said, and the courts are going to do nothing. Our society is on the edge of meltdown. And it's meltdown because they're going away from the will of the Most High God, and the Christian church is absent without leave. And they think if it gets real bad, they're just going to get raptured, which, by the way, if you have an Aramaic Bible, which I have, the rapture is to take evil out of the world so God can restore the Edenic Covenant, so we can have a people on earth that worship him and have children down through the millennia, even when we go off planet, that get to know the Creator God. What I see happening is the exact opposite. The church is actually an impediment to the truth right now, rather than an adjunct, right?
It is the so-called church.
Yeah, exactly.
It is not your grandparents' church where they actually spoke truth.
Right.
They didn't water down the message to it. You know, Tex brought this up, and it stuck with me ever since. During the Vietnam era, many people decided to go into the pastorate to stay in school and avoid the draft. They weren't called, they weren't chosen, they chose a way out.
Right.
And those are the people that are now in charge of the seminaries and the theological departments in different universities that are teaching a watered-down message because they really don't believe what's in the Bible. They are teaching what they think is in the Bible.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, they want to basically. I remember talking to a local church here called the North Coast Church, and they've got like 14 campuses and like, you know, something like 40,000 people. And I asked one of the pastors. I said, "Do you teach anything on prophecy?" And he said, "Oh no, we don't understand that. We're just a welcoming committee." Now they do lots of good works in the area. I'm sure they support homeless and they paint fences and do other things. But doing good works does not make you a Christian. Now, if you do good works and they're in the will of God, that's okay. But doing what is right in your own eyes is the definition of evil. In fact, 98% of what is evil looks, tastes, and smells good, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
People don't know that.
You know, it amazes me that Joel Osteen and Rick Warren and Benny Hinn and Robertson and all of these guys.
Dude, we just went to break.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we just went. You didn't hear the bumper there.
find true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care.
So, Jerry, I'd like you to continue your ideas here. I just got, while I was waiting on the break there, an email with Stanford's Tucker. And Ilhan Omar has actually got a campaign now to actually bring down Tucker Carlson, who's actually one of the most truth-telling, incisive persons that actually explains how Ilhan Omar and this so-called squad are so anti-American, they're trying to pull the entire Democratic Party. So it's no longer a political party. It's a social movement to get total totalitarian control of America and destroy it, and welded into a global New World Order, which is with the scheme and the false scheme we talked about in the last hour with Lowell Ponte, the green environmental dirty deal, and with the idea that so-called everybody's a racist if we don't agree with them. And it's like, are you kidding me? America now has gone through over the period of decades, is now, I consider, one of the most non-racist countries on earth. And if we need to do anything, we need to protect people that are incapable of making enough income. And what I would do is something simple. Rather than forcing employers, I would simply top up their wages with a value-added tax if they actually have a job. And even if you're incapable of working or work and you're in a quad in a chair, we can always find something to do for people, especially as the blue-collar jobs and white-collar jobs disappear with AI and automation, that these people want to have an open border with no country. They want to have, basically, as soon as you park yourself, you automatically get benefits, which you can't afford. And they don't want to control the actual cost of health care or anything, and don't want to control merit-based immigration. They're basically a bunch of home wreckers trying to wreck the home of America, aren't they? And they're anti-Christian. And you look at Islam, it's not, and we have on regularly on the show Professor Bill Warner, Islam is a geopolitical mind control system. It's not even a religion. It's just remotely religious looking externally. And the fact is a lot of Christians aren't really Christian anymore because their churches are preaching a gospel. It's not the gospel of the Most High God, and actually repentance and a change in heart, which is what God wants. Because when your heart changes, then he'll forgive you. So what I see happening, stand with Tucker. I just gave him a little donation to make sure we have a campaign to keep people like Tucker and other people like us still on the air. If they had their way and it went like Canada, you and I wouldn't be able to do this on the radio or raise issues which are necessary for the continuation of true autonomy and the idea that we are in control of our own life and we can choose to worship God in our way and to evangelize others without penalty and to raise issues that we think need to be raised, whether it's alternative sexual lifestyles or bizarre behavior, and try to normalize it and saying you're a social misfit if you point out something that's evil. So things are really bad, aren't they? I mean, I think it's at the break point now where society is ready to break down and America could either go right and we can repent and get Donald Trump to become a real full Christian, or we can let him to still have bad global advisors, whether GOP rhinos or crazy Democrats. America's at the knife's edge of whether it can go right and become a good nation, or left and become literally the seat of the mark of the beast with whoever comes after Trump or whoever replaces him, whether it's 2020 or 2024, will be a beast dictator turning us into a social, communist, atheistic, druidic empire of Luciferic Satanism, and everything will go. There's sexual weird activity, genetically engineering superhumans with genetic engineering and melding humans with cyber technology and so on. I see the end of the human race as we know it, unless we actually repent and turn back to God.
Very much so. I like to tell people that what we have now is the entitlement generation. People call it, there's been, Gen X, Gen Y. But this is the entitlement generation where the government should provide everything that we need, which is socialism in a nutshell. And there is no means to pay for what they want to give away. They didn't study economics
Let me give another little twist on that. See, I have a plan. I've actually talked on other shows that would bring healthcare costs down to about a fifth. I would, for example, get rid of state licensure. I'd get rid of paying doctors and nurses based on fee-for-service but an hourly wage. I would that would allow doctors to do their job, including alternative functional medicine. I would make things transparent in terms of the cost of anything so that people will know that it's 300% more one hospital or place for another. And then I would get rid of malpractice and just monitor doctors and have mediation. If you have an alternative pathway and someone's a nurse for 20 years and they want to learn how to do C-sections, let them learn. Or if they're a medic in the Army and have done 6 tours of duty, let them become a general surgeon if they master the database and prove they know how to do the surgery. They're already doing it, mass units overseas. So the problem is, it's not a matter of socialism, because we like to put a label. And my family were descended from Kohanim. And the tithe was actually never intended for the church. It was intended for the Kohanim, who were not to go into business, to take care of the poor and indigent and hungry, and those who needed to have their house burnt down and rebuilt in ancient Israel. What I see is, for example, if we look at Los Angeles, just north of us here, about an hour and a half, and they have all the homeless, it's real simple. you change the regulations so you can actually have the local churches write off the cost of actually building alternative housing for these people. So they have a house for the people who are basically incapable of making enough money to have a normal home. And you also, what you do is you top up their wage. So they're earning $10 an hour. You don't ask the employer, which will destroy restaurants and small employers. You top it up with a value-added tax so they actually can make enough money to buy groceries and pay off their rent. And you have a control commission so that you don't end up with ridiculous prices of houses or rental. And then you you set up a system where local churches can do all these things because they're more than willing to do it. And you secondly take out the people who are drug addicts and you push them into therapy. You don't allow them to choose. You grab them and put them in therapy. And then the people who are mentally ill, you put them in mental institutions and you get their health back by working on their, just like their brain was a liver, you fix their brain chemistry and their social interactions and you retrain them so they actually can have normal mental health. What I see happening is they're letting things go because the left are not just socialists, I call them the chaos masters. And you'll see this with the right too, with the global right side. They want war. They want oppositional dialectics of a war race with different weapons. And that includes people like John Lightning Bolt. So I think the term socialism, the socialism as it stands like Marxism, is godless. But what I'm talking about is a safety net that would make sure that people's wage, if they're earning $10 an hour, they can make $15 and we can help them. That people have to be responsible for their life. And we can reduce the cost of education. We don't make it free. You make it affordable. And the same thing is you can't get rid of capitalism, because if you're in a capitalism, you're getting rid of belief in the Bible and the fact that everybody's exceptional. As soon as you get rid of capitalism, you get rid of religion, don't you?
Yes, sir. It is, like you said, a knife's edge that we're on the precipice of.
Oh, yeah, we're very close to the disaster. And what I'm worried about is this so-called new group has taken over the party now. For some reason or other, and she obviously is not thinking straight, Nancy Pelosi attacked the president and even made a statement that's against parliamentary rules that she calls him a racist. Mm-hmm. You can't call Trump a racist. You can call him lots of things, like basically approve him or say nice things about him, even if you're a dictator like Kim or Putin, he'll follow you like a puppy following treats. So he has some character defects. He also treats back things that I don't think he should even tweet about. But when he punches back, we understand why he does it, especially with people like Ilhan Omar on the Quad, because he's defending the idea that America was created because we are exceptional, because we believe in the exceptionalness of anybody from any skin color or nation coming here, having the ability of their mental and their physical abilities and their talents, whether they're welders or they're a doctor or whatever they are, educator, of creating a center of wealth and having to be able to have a nice home, a nice car, education, and some safety from violence, and that our political system is always to have dialogue on the left and right. We don't have that anymore. Dialogue is gone. The left is now a religion. No. And if you disagree with them, you're a racist. And, of course, their whole idea is that you're a racist until you believe in their social dogma, which is basically baby killing right up to an afterbirth, total control of your life, including taxing you to the point where no matter how much you work, you'll be in so deep in taxes you'll never pay off the debt of the nation, and everybody's going to get everything free. It's to infantilize society, to turn everybody into an infant, isn't it?
Yeah, the nanny state is growing exponentially. I call it,
do you like that, the infantilization? That's a good one, hey?
I did.
Yeah.
That's a nice term.
Yeah. Well, I like to crystallize things into ideas because, you know, when you use humor, sometimes it gets through to people, their skulls, like you have to drill through their skull. You say, hey, that's so funny, Deagle. Maybe you're telling the truth. Maybe. And if you... Three things you need to do. Ask better questions, which I tell on the show. Then pray to the Most High God after you read your scripture. And then act. Those three steps, if you do that all the time, repeatedly, on every issue during the day, you can do the will of God. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Ask better
yes,
questions. And an anomaly or a paradox is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. For example, when I hear people say, well, we can't have socialism, what they're trying to say is you can't have a social safety net. That's not true. The tithe was for the Kohanim. They had a social safety net. Nobody starved in ancient Israel. Nobody went out with a home, even if it had mold in it. Nobody was left out of having basic needs taken care of. We're not talking about making it free. And the fact is, everybody had duties in every different one of the 12 families with ancient Israel, including the half-tribe of Benjamin and the Jews, they were one group, and the Ephraimites, the other 10 tribes. What people need to understand is that we need to be responsible, and I don't see responsibility anymore. And they've infantilized a lot of young people now, so even in their 20s and late early 30s, a lot of the young people assume that the government owes them. Government doesn't owe you anything, but they can make it affordable. They can make it so that you can pay off your debt and still be able to have a home and start a family. They can make it so that you have health care where if you run out of insurance, they won't kill you like they do in Canada. I saw it because I worked in Canada and the United States, and both my parents were killed by the doctors who contacted my brother, who's not a doctor, that just made the decision it was time to pull the plug on them rather than using novel advanced therapies to try to help them recover. My father from a heart attack, my mother from a pontine stroke. Now, I'm very talented. I can help people with things that other doctors find completely impossible to do. And I share my knowledge with people every day on the show, in Hour 1, and we have, of course, have NutriMeds. We have technology. I'm working on pioneering. I have the first product in the world that actually stops aging called Red Deer Velvet DR. I'm pioneering epigenetic frequency therapy. I have the most advanced protocols for treating any illness from Lyme disease and AIDS to hepatitis and cardiac disease. I can actually treat your cardiac disease, whether your heart failure or blocked arteries, without cracking your chest like a lobster. I can treat your cancer without giving you conventional chemo or radiation. I can reverse your peripheral neuropathy. I can reverse your blindness. I can regenerate any solid organ in your body with bioregulatory peptides and epigenetic frequency therapy, my NutriMeds. But the thing is, we have to regenerate the soul, and it comes down to these basic principles. You have to shema, hear and do the will of God. If you get rid of capitalism, capitalism is ultimately tied like an umbilical cord to irresponsibility and exceptionalism. Without responsibility and exceptionalism, which are tied to the soul of America, which is tied back to biblical principles, you don't have a burgeoning economy that's the engine of the world. We're about 327 million. We pull the whole world economy forward out of almost 8 billion people. And the reason why that happened is because our nation was created in the image that God wanted it to be, which is exceptional. Exceptionalism is destroyed by socialism. It's destroyed by the nanny state. It's destroyed by infantilizing the, you know, the millennials and the post-millennials. It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Very bad. Very bad.
Where do you think this is going? Because, Jerry, we'll get you back on. I want to get you on at least once or twice a month to talk about this, what's in your show now. How do they listen to your show? Because you have a radio show, too. How do you listen?
They can go to powerofprophecy.com. I stream it for a week right there near the top of the page. They can go to WWCR on Sunday night, 9 p.m. Central Time, to listen to me at 4.840 frequency. And if you want a copy of the newsletter, go to powerofprophecy.com and send me an email, and I'll
Excellent.
Put you on our mailing list.
We're going to get back in touch, and we'll get you on at least once or twice a month to update people on these major issues. If we repent and turn back to God, God will set his tent over us and save us. If you don't repent, God will not. He'll let judgment fall instead of more grace. Thank you, Jerry. We have an amazing show coming up tomorrow with Carl Gallup's in Hour 3, talking about these issues and expanding with his latest book. Thank you for supporting us with becoming a part of the NutriMedical family by buying all your NutriMeds or nutraceuticals at NutriMedical.com, getting the truth for geopolitical truth and spiritual truth as well.
Which is most important.